Another week on the road for Millsy's Long Way to the Top tour, which is still definitely not a holiday. It started with a sombre day at the Adelaide River War Cemetery.
This is in a fairly isolated place. It's an important point of reflection. By war's end, there was 166 war dead here.
We also met Ian, who I think we can all be pleased we didn't go to school with.
You know, when we were young, there was a lot of old army stuff lying around, you know, guns and bullets, and we got picked up 8 unexploded grenades one day and took them to school and they closed the school down. We're good, we got a day off.
And of course, being the Northern Territory, we couldn't help but bump into someone who was obsessed with crocodiles.
Yeah, we got two of the largest crocodiles known in the world. Brutus is a very big old male crocodile. He's been the dominant male in this area for well over 28 years and dominated, a giant of a crocodile himself. A bit younger, 85.
85? How old's the old one?
Estimated age, he's around 100, you know.
Happy 100th birthday, Brutus. You have a beautiful smile. Just don't bite me. Next, we made our way to Kakadu and met Jacinta, who has fallen in love with the place.
I must admit, like, I've never seen an appreciation of the culture quite like I have out here in Kakadu. It's such a special place to connect with your traditional owners and custodians, to build one-on-one relationships that you're not going to get anywhere else in Australia. It keeps you going.
Next stop, Darwin. And we met a Lord Mayor who was suspiciously similar to our own here in Perth.
Good afternoon, Millsy. And yes, me and Basil know each other very well. We're both from the same country, Greece. And believe it or not, we're both from Perth.
Is this all part of a play by the Greeks to take over every mayoralship around the country?
If I tell you, I have to kill you.
I'm glad you're laughing, Millsy. Next stop was the races. How convenient. We asked race caller Craig if we needed to get dressed up.
At the greyhounds, they don't
they? What's the attire out at the greyhound?
Pretty casual.
Righto.
Yeah, the fashions on the field out there is pretty casual, but if you wear a collared shirt, you're $1.05 to get into the final.
I think I brought one.
To finish off the week, we met explosive expert / worshipper Troy, who told us about the NT's fascination with fireworks.
We love them, but you got to respect them because it burns at hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of degrees.
We got rid of them because of the injuries. Do you think that will happen here?
The government that does that won't be the government for very long. They'll get voted out.
Really?
Fireworks up here in Darwin, mate, it is next level.
And Troy also made us travellers feel so welcome.
You'll hear the term southerner a lot when you're up in Darwin. It's a term of endearment, but it's also, it can be a term of expression for frustration for people that are in the southern states.
Typical northerner. We're starting next week at the RAAF's Tyndall Air Base. See you there.